page 25. 2. Strategy plus. Can't possibly. C. Listen again. Write your own responses. Then compare with a partner. 1.
Well, if you get distracted, not only by your cell phone, but also by someone sitting next to you talking. I mean, potentially, you might end up killing someone. You should concentrate on the road. A car is like the one place where you definitely shouldn't be multitasking. It's just stupid.
2.
One thing that interests me is that when you interrupt a task, like, say, to check email or answer the phone, it takes about 25 minutes to get back into the task, supposedly. I mean, that's a lot of time. It's no wonder a lot of people say they work better at home and do more.
3.
What interests me about the research is that it's the high multitaskers who can't concentrate on the one thing they were asked to do. So it sounds like it's not good for your ability to think or concentrate for any length of time.
4.
I don't know. I'm a bit skeptical about all this research. You know, supposedly, psychologists claim you can't do more than one thing at a time. But I mean, what's so hard about cooking and talking on the phone? Or watching TV and answering an email? It's just not that difficult.
5.
I have to say, you can't really expect young people not to multitask all the time. I mean, it's what they were brought up with. They watch TV at the same time as surfing online, or they're checking messages when they're doing homework, or whatever. I mean, you'd like them to do one thing at a time, ideally, but it's not going to happen. It's what they do.